Over the weekend, the hashtag MeToo went viral on social media as women and men shared stories of sexual assault and harassment. By Monday afternoon, the hashtag had been tweeted more than 500,000 times. We made an open call for Utahns to tell us their experiences with assault and recorded the stories of four women. A warning for listeners, these stories contain graphic and sexual descriptions that may be too mature for younger listeners.
My name is Allie.
My name is Carolyn Bell.
My name is Coco. I'm 42.
My first name's Anne.
I was 19 years old, working in a very male-dominated sector of work.
I was 18 years old, and he was 24, and we were dating. Not officially, but just kind of dating.
When I was really young, about 4 years old, I was molested by a foster child that was living in my family's home.
One evening, I just got home and had a text message, and I opened it up to a nude photo of a male coworker who was actually one of my bosses.
I remember he always was telling me that he wanted to show me something at his house, and I was in the neighborhood one time, and I told him I'd stop by, but I didn't want to come inside, and I made it a thing to tell him I don't want to come inside, so I get to his house, and he says, it's a book he wants to read to me. It'd be better if we sat on his couch. He insisted, and so I went inside. And I remember saying with a forced smile, I gotta go, like, I gotta go. And that's when he took me downstairs, and he laid me on his bed. He started kissing me and touching me, and I didn't aggressively fight it, but I kept trying to turn away and, like, cover my body to avoid as much of it as I could. Like, it was obvious I wasn't accepting it.
When I was 11 years old, I was in the parking lot of a mall, a Fashion Place mall in Murray, where I still live, and a man drove up and asked for help, asked for directions, and I walked up to the car and looked down, and he was masturbating in the car, and I ran away. He laughed, and that was the first, like, really public incident that I remember.
So I'm gay, and the child who molested me was a girl, and so when I was really wrestling with my sexuality as a young person, I thought that there was something really, really wrong with me, and that it was probably because of that one thing that happened to me when I was 4 years old. And so I thought that I was really irreversibly damaged, and that was why.
And I kept saying, I gotta go, I gotta go. And he said, I don't want to do anything, I just want to see. And that's when I just went limp, and he started to take my clothes off, and I just laid there and let him, with a tear down my face. And he took my shirt off, and he took my bra, and he touched me, and he kissed me, and then he said, that's all. That's all.
I've had my rear end grabbed, and it's also an endless stream of catcalling, and, you know, it's an immediate flip from benevolent sexism to hostile sexism when I don't respond with gratitude, you know, to this kind of attention. And that is just recurring, I think, for most women, but this is also something that men face, and trans individuals and non-binary individuals in particular, because this is a form of gendered policing.
The shocking part now, looking back on it, wasn't so much that he had sent me a nude photo and that's awful and disgusting, and especially when it's unwarranted and unwanted, but was that I immediately felt like, what did I do wrong? Did I do something that he thought that this was okay? Did I say something where he thought I wanted this? But obviously, looking back now, it wasn't my fault. I didn't do anything.
I've only ever told one person. I've only ever told my brother. So I think it's important that women should be able to get their word out, get their voice out.
Me coming out and saying, yes, me too, I normally wouldn't. I'm not the type of social media person to get out there and say, oh yeah, this has happened to me, or get on the bandwagon when something like this happens. But I believe that this is a really important issue. And when I see other people posting about it, that other men and women have been put in these same circumstances, or they've had something happen to them, it just makes me feel like I'm not alone.
I've been very touched with what I've seen. I've loved it. I think vulnerability is strength. And it is a vulnerable moment, but it's freeing. It's powerful for people to know they're not alone. It's powerful to speak. We're only as sick as our secrets, and being able to do this and feel solidarity and work in solidarity with the people around us is very empowering.